Milwaukee-based We Energies wants to create the Glacier Hills Wind Park in the towns of Randolph and Scott in Columbia County. The plan to put up 90 large turbines drew support from the construction industry yesterday during Public Service Commission hearings in the village of Friesland. Iron Workers Union business agent Tony Meyerhofer says the jobs created by building the wind farm would help pull the U.S. out of the recession. He says the turbines would also boost energy independence.
We have the opportunity as a state to set a precedence throughout the world, showing that we're not afraid to use renewable energy of this magnitude.
Some residents of Columbia County backed the wind farm proposal, but many oppose it. Friesland resident Walter Wiersma says he worries about declining property values and possible health concerns triggered by turbine noise and spinning blades known as flicker.
Well, I'm also in the construction field, and yes, it's been a tough year. These wind turbine projects are a short-time fix. The problem is you got to look in the future. You know, how are these going to affect where we live, the people around them?
The Glacier Hills dispute also has an unusual twist. During recently completed technical hearings, wind farm developer Invenergy argued that the PSC should approve both the Columbia County project and Invenergy's proposal to put up 100 turbines south of Green Bay and sell the power to We Energies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.